wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips.
It's the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band. On the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Hi there, I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm deaf Jeff Quattromani.
I'm Jason Murray, and I'm also kind of deaf. We had a little bit of an incident in the studio as the opening credits track was rolling.
We cranked it up.
But
to 12.
We're here now, and y'all are very quiet. I don't know why.
How are you, Gary?
I am alive. I am breathing. I am double disillusioned out. And I am hungover.
Can I vote to leave yet?
Please.
Thanks.
it's Jexit.
Yeah, Jexit.
Jexit.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Jason
can you
has
start
left.
That hashtag?
I think so.
Jason has left the room. Welcome to the Gadget Grill. And we have a new government.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't know what we have at the moment.
Do you remember last election? There was a hung parliament for so long. Well,
that was two elections ago, 2010.
98?
I don't remember. But so someone put up a website that was, does Australia have a government yet? It was just a black page with the word no.
Yes.
And so someone needs to bring that website back. I'm actually just going to check right now. Is that website actually up and running again?
Wouldn't it be good if we just had electronic voting?
Indeed,
it could have been so much simpler.
So I don't think you're going to get electronic voting off the ground when people are paranoid that they're having to write their votes in pencil and people can change their votes if they don't write them in.
They
pen.
Can't do that.
No. But people are paranoid about it. So
well,
I don't think electronic voting is going to fly while that attitude is still out there.
The paper that they print the electoral forms on, is paper that has a backing that if you use an eraser on it.
I noticed it's got watermarks and everything. Yeah.
No, is it really?
It is secure paper. If you try and erase something, then you will see that from looking at the paper.
I had no idea.
Yeah. They used to use that in banks when you used to do deposit and withdrawal forms so they could tell if something's been altered.
Wow.
So that's why they say don't alter it. If you make a mistake, go back and ask for another form.
Yeah.
Huh.
I did that about 10 times. I managed to put 10 forms in.
Right. I made a mistake.
Nothing's wrong with that,
vote,
right?
Vote early, vote often. Now, if you do, if you do that, then you've got to go back and get another one. And then you give your old one back.
What's why they don't give you a raises in the ballot booth? But what I'm saying is that, like, the paranoia. So
the ballot booths are way too small.
They need to actually knock out the divider between two of the ballot booths now in order to fit the Senate paper.
I think the ballot paper is just too big. It's not the booth.
Possibly.
It's the paper. It's
we've got to cut out half of the Senate nominations.
Well, there have been attempts to go with electronic voting in the US, but there's such a rigid system of authentication and identification and even certification that things do not get tampered with on between when you hit the button on the screen versus when the votes are tallied and recorded, that there's so much paranoia about it, and like people even look into who owns the company that makes the voting machines. Like, are there investors in the company that can be tied to one of the particular political parties?
Paraphernalia.
What?
Dead air. Dead air is not good.
No idea what paraphernalia.
Oh, you don't know who paraphernalia is?
Uh-uh. No.
I'll That's tell you about that off air.
Okay, right. That's it's gone well.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll explain later.
Indeed. To our listener who does know what paraphernalia is, ignore the last 5 minutes of this show.
We apologize.
We do indeed. Start off the music today, Little River Band and Home on a Monday.
Sunday.
It is.
Hilton. I know it's hard to hear. It's just the echo on the line. back with you real soon.
You are back with The Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Sung perfectly.
Indeed. Indeed. Just music to my ears, Jason. You did that so
it's
well.
It's good to be back.
It is.
Welcome back.
Well, you haven't been here for a few weeks, have you?
I've been away. I had Supernova a couple of weeks ago, so I was out. I wasn't partying, but I'm a Transformers collector, so my club had a table at Supernova. I was utterly exhausted by the end of the Sunday night. And then last week I was out playing Ingress around Sydney with nearly 1,000 other Ingress players. It was pretty good fun.
You had fun.
You partied. I did. And I was exhausted by the end of it again.
Tesla Motors. Let's start off with a really bad story.
Is Tesla
a really bad story?
Person has died in a Tesla crash. Where the vehicle was under the automatic autopilot mode. They've done over 130 million miles with autopilot activated, and in the US, the average with a fatality is every 94 million miles. So on the surface, that's not too bad. The later news on that is that it appears that the driver of the vehicle in question was watching a video of Harry Potter at the time of the accident. That's not good, because when your vehicle is under autopilot, it's still supposed to be under the control and guidance of a human.
Yeah. And there's a warning. And we're not talking spells either.
No. And I've been in a car while it's in autopilot. I've been in a Tesla during that period, and the driver has told me every time that they always keep their hands basically on the wheel still, because they've noticed that even a blemish in the lines on the road, it can really hit the car.
Okay.
And it sort of does shift its course and things like that. So if you're not alert, there's a very good chance of you ending up in the wrong place very quickly.
Yes,
so it's not self-driving. It's like cruise control. You should still be alert of everything around you.
Or like autopilot in a plane, where you still need to have the pilots there in control of the vehicle.
I have a stupid question.
Very sad.
Go ahead. Yes. Wait, it's not legal to drive like that.
It's legal to use autopilot. It's not legal to let go of the steering wheel.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like something that shouldn't be allowed yet.
Absolutely. And I don't believe it is.
It really is technology racing ahead of everything else.
And legislation, I'm guessing.
Legislation. It's just Tesla has made some big steps well before anyone even thought they could.
Hmm.
So anyway, sad news.
What do you got?
Looks like Apple may be investing in another music service, this time Tidal. Now, Tidal is a music service that's owned by the likes of Jay-Z, Beyoncé, and Kanye West, who Gary is a huge fan of. But for me, I sort of read that news and I thought, why?
Unfortunately, I have no Kanye West music scheduled for tonight.
Nothing tonight.
Or any other night, because I don't own any of his
fantastic.
It's okay, I'm sure the station does.
Work.
Oh, I love the stuff. But anyway, to me, it was a big question of why. I did check on Google Trends when I heard about this news, the spike compared to Apple looking to buy Tidal and the search result for what is Tidal. The spike was at the exact same time. It was absolutely stunning to see that people in all over the world were looking up what the heck is Tidal when there was that rumor going around, but not confirmed. We'll wait and see.
Jason,
do you fancy a personal drone? Would you like your own chase camera?
Will it take selfies for me?
Well, it might. There's a company, I believe it's a Chinese company, called 00 Robotics.
Uh-huh.
They're going to release a personal drone called the Hover Camera. And it will take flight when you toss it into the air. It's going to cost less than $600. And it'll have a 4K camera for taking aerial photos and videos. and you'll be able to swap batteries on it.
Okay.
So it will take selfies for you.
Yeah, and Jeff,
it'll take dronies.
Yeah, and Jeff, you were alluding to the other story about the company that's released the...
I think it's called the Romy.
That's it,
the
Romy. Yes.
The Romy and the Droney.
Yeah.
So the Romy is a very similar device that you can toss in the air and it starts flying, but it will sort of get to a distance so you can have those group photos without needing to pass your photo to somebody.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Do you reckon this might be a cheap knockoff of it?
Yes, I do actually. I think it's exactly what it is.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned Apple a few moments ago.
I did.
Did you hear about the man in Florida who is suing Apple for $13.4 billion?
A lot of money.
Because he claims that Apple have ripped off his design for the iPhone.
A bit late to make the claim, isn't it?
As the Android person on the podcast, I have to laugh at this. This is hilarious. Please continue.
He submitted drawings to the court, including features standard on modern smartphones, including touchscreen and video browsing. He never got further than creating the drawings. Of course, this was in 1992 for his electronic reading device, which came after Star Trek, which showed devices with that sort of capability a long time earlier still.
So he drew a rectangle with a screen on
it.
He's not all there. He's got no chance.
No, this is a bit...
He's got no chance.
I'm less excited about this story now.
Yeah. Give the man a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Now, I know, Jeff, you're going to the United States in January.
December, January.
Jason?
I'm not yet.
Not yet?
Not planning to yet.
We're thinking of maybe mid-January.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't want to do that. We are thinking of going to something that's actually going to be even more crowded than CES.
There is something more crowded than CES.
We're thinking about it, but the hotel accommodation is not going to be cheap.
What's it for?
For the weekend that we're thinking of going, it's going to cost $4,000.
To do
for
what?
4 nights.
What's this event?
The United States presidential inauguration.
Oh.
Wow.
Thinking of it.
Yeah.
But over $4,000 for hotel accommodation for 4 nights.
Can't you just see pictures of Trump online?
I was going to say, are you that excited to see Trump get sworn in?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Trump. But that leads me to this story.
Right. It was going somewhere.
Yes, it is going somewhere.
you're optimistic.
Which is...
I've never known you to be an optimist, Gary.
The ETSA form that you fill out online to get your...
The $19 scan.
The $14 visa waiver application.
I didn't pay for any of this.
The
waiver for that.
The waiver,
You had to have.
Yeah, you've either got that or you've got a journalist visa to get in.
ESTA. One of those you would have done the ESTA.
ETSA. Yeah.
I didn't pay for
ETSA.
It.
ETSA. Okay.
Is it ETSA?
ETSA.
Et cetera.
I think it's ETSA. But they're changing the application form because they want to have your Twitter and Facebook ID.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
Are they
going to
use your clout score as well?
I don't know.
I really hope they do. You can't come into the country unless you've got a clout score of 80 or above.
I can just imagine some guy looking through your Twitter feed to see if there's anything sus.
It'll be like it's Transformers. It's Transformers and Android phones.
This guy's a nerd. What do we do with him? So there was
exactly. It's not compulsory yet.
Right.
Okay.
A travel agent in the US has won a court case with Microsoft.
I saw this.
So she's won the sum of $10,000 for receiving an unwanted upgrade to Windows 10.
Yes.
It forced her to go and buy a new laptop, and she was suing for damages. As a travel agent, it impacted her work, and it forced her to buy a laptop, and they recovered all of that $10,000 that she lost.
Did she spend $10,000 on a laptop?
No, because she's saying that she lost business and that lost business,
all that sort of stuff.
She walked like to the opposite end of the block to the computer store and bought a laptop.
No. You don't buy computers in America. You certainly don't go anywhere by foot, especially in California.
Also, she had to order a taxi. She had to order an Uber.
She had to order an Uber or drive herself, drive herself there.
She probably ordered an Uber.
Drove to Best Buy to get herself a new computer.
I have actually... I have or maybe she went to the Apple Store. To Best Buy.
Have you?
Yes, I lost my charging cable for my Mac, and I had to get an Uber to Best Buy.
Right.
And then the Uber driver didn't want to wait for me, so I had to go and order another one to get back.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Did you have the Uber driver playing music from Pandora?
Spotify.
They play from Spotify.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Have they flipped?
They have.
Has Uber stabbed Spotify in the back?
There is an agreement. Pandora have partnered with Uber to create the ultimate Uber music experience.
Couldn't they have just called it the Uber music experience?
Well, this is the ultimate Uber experience using Pandora. I think that's actually a good idea because Pandora is my music service of choice. Not that I use it that often, but it suits the style of music that I like, whereas most of the other ones are more in keeping with your guys'.
I remember back in the early days of online music services, Pandora put a lot of effort into their music DNA service to try and identify songs that you would like based on things that you like already.
And so exactly.
They've put a lot of effort into that service over the years. I think they outsource it to other businesses now as well, just on the side, away from their streaming service. But it was pretty amazing. It was very, very good at its recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I like it, because it is responsive to me. It appears to be responsive to me and my particular, peculiar tastes. Mm. While we're talking about the presidential election in America, Hillary Clinton has promised to connect all U.S. homes to high-speed broadband.
Oh, this sounds like it's a political hot potato that's in the making that a lot of Australia knows a lot about.
Hillary Clinton has laid out a technology and innovation agenda. Where have we heard innovation before? Agenda ranging from connecting every U.S. household to high-speed internet by 2020.
That's ambitious.
It is ambitious. To beefing up cybersecurity and reducing regulatory barriers. Currently, 30% of American households do not have a broadband connection, and that's particularly true amongst low-income homes.
So I'm interested in what their exact definition of high-speed broadband is as well, because
it's going to be ADSL 2.
Yeah, so that's fair enough.
Yeah, not necessarily fiber.
Yeah, no, but that's fair enough. That's still pretty high speed. But there are basic services in the States looking to get people online to ADSL connections for a few dollars a month. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays into that kind of a technology as well.
Indeed.
Oh, interesting.
Indeed.
So my last story is a small one. It's actually something I thought Jason was probably going to know about already. Dell is done with Android.
I saw this the other day.
That's right, Android's done with Dell as well.
Oh, probably. But you had a Dell tablet, which ran
Android.
Yeah,
Dell had the Venue tablet last year, which didn't
do so well.
It didn't set the world on fire.
I don't think anyone's upset that there's no Dell tablets with Android on it anymore.
But do you feel like Dell needs to be... Well, it's like Dell's always been a Windows brand kind of thing anyway, so I feel like Dell's Android obsession sort of was an offshoot of their Linux obsession as well. Because they used to be able to install or pre-install Linux on a number of their devices.
So it's like they're gone, but no one cares.
Well, I think if...
Who's going to miss it?
I think if the market cared, then they wouldn't have been gone.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I came across an interesting story this week that... says that people are waiting longer to upgrade their phones. Now, I think this is...
Anyone you know?
Well...
It used to be the opposite.
Certainly not in this room, right?
No.
No, so there were surveys in the States this week from Gallup and Focus that says that 42% of people are going 3 or more years between phone upgrades. Okay. 30% of them are upgrading every 2 years. And 54% of people wait until their phone is not functioning until they buy a new one.
That's interesting, because in the past, it used to be a 12-month thing. People were saying 24-month contracts were too long, they need to be 12 months. I think Telstra had a deal that you could do that.
I think that the US experience is also very different from the Australian experience.
So I think it is as well, but I also, when I look around, I've said before, I look around at what phones people are using on public transport, and...
On what?
Very nice.
On that thing that they make you pay to.
So I travel places on public transport. I don't.
On what?
Yeah. So I look around and see what phones people are using. I don't see Like I see a few people with like a Galaxy S7, but I see a lot of people with like a Galaxy S4 or a Galaxy S5. I've seen a lot of people with HTC One M7s.
Oh, let me give you a scoop.
Yeah.
I was talking to a lady at work the other day, told me she wants a Lumia 925.
Did you correct her
error? I said, I'm sorry. Why? And it was just a thing that's... It seems like old is somehow going to be good.
I beg your pardon. I resemble that remark.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
But do you have a Lumia?
I do have one at home somewhere.
I have one in a drawer somewhere. But
yes.
But you're right. People are... Like, I do look around. I do notice that people are holding on to old, crappy phones. And it's like, why are you
doing
this?
Because phones are less crappy these days. Like, a phone from a couple of years ago is still able to keep pace with the phones of today.
I guess.
Which is an interesting comment to make because it's true, but also we were talking earlier about the Galaxy S7 that's in my hand, about how snappy and
remarkably
good performance it gives. But that is something that you don't get from the phones that are a couple of years old. But if you're not like yourself and myself and
super users, really,
we are super users and power users of our phones, and we expect things to happen instantly when we hit our buttons. But when you take away that expectation, people are fine with a slightly older phone.
I love it when people say, I just want something that makes calls.
Yeah.
Really?
No one wants a phone that makes calls anymore.
Please leave the earth.
No comment. My last story is that there is a new Wi-Fi standard that triples connectivity speeds. It's a new 802.11 AC specification, promises up to 3 times the data speed of existing Wi-Fi devices. And with that, of course, there's the potential to move data faster than wired gigabit Ethernet LANs.
I'm ready for it then.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Yeah, how long until I can get this?
We're not going to see it for another 8 months or so, I guess.
Well, that's not too bad.
We'll start to see that in routers fairly soon.
CES.
And CES would absolutely be probably where we'll start to see it.
Maybe a little bit later than CES. Although maybe the routers will be launched.
Yeah.
I would imagine you'd see the routers at CES, maybe a little bit sooner, don't know. But the chipsets are pretty much becoming available fairly soon.
Very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Bon Scott.
Who?
Bon Scott.
Don't know him.
Singer with AC/DC.
Ah, Akadaka.
Yeah.
See? I can hang with the right words.
Jolly good show.
Thunderstruck it.
Hello, kids. How's it going?
That TNT song.
In the 60s, a long time before Akadaka.
Oh.
He was in a band called The Valentines, singing things like My Old Man's a Groovy Old Man.
With the Gadget Grill on Radio 2IDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at I wasn't looking at the words. Radio2IDJ.com.
It's written
you
right.
You literally
up there.
Said the words beforehand.
I know. I was like, surely it's not the same.
Yeah.
It was. This is how rehearsed we are and scripted.
I know. You always have trouble on Mondays, don't you, Jeff?
And Sundays.
Yeah, that too. Okay. In my hands, I have a Huawei P9.
It's a nice looking phone.
It is a very nice looking phone. It is really a very svelte, very handsome, very stylish, very solid, very, very nice, very comfortable piece of work.
So it's the P9? And it's coming out this week, I think you
yes.
said. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the P9.
How much is it going to go for?
About $800.
$800.
$800 is the RRP. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is a very classy, very high-end, stylish phone.
Mm.
And one of the really interesting things about it is that the glass on the camera is Leica glass.
Yeah.
Leica, for those who know photography, is very, very high-end photography. Now, over the last few years, as you guys know, at the Huawei launches, they've made a big deal of the camera technology in their phones.
They've been advancing their camera technology, you know, every year. They've been trying to catch the big boys in the industry.
The last three or four releases that I've been to for Huawei, they have spent a lot of time talking about the camera and the photographic capabilities of their phone. And in the main, on the whole, I've been somewhat disappointed in the actual outcomes of them.
I think that's true. They spent a lot of time talking about it, but then the end result is still a bit meh.
Yeah. Not this time. With the Leica glass, and it's a dual camera system.
I was going to say there's two Leica lenses on the phone, one.
Two Leica. There's two cameras.
On the back and one on the front.
Three cameras.
Yeah.
Two on the back, one on the front. The two on the back, one of them shoots in colour, the other shoots in black and white, and they merge the two images together to give you better contrast, better resolution, and so on. And the images coming out of the camera so far have not disappointed me.
You're going to stick Leica on the back of a phone. It has to be good.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to happen.
Absolutely. For those who want to like a camera, instead of spending $7,000 to $8,000, you're now down to $800.
Yeah, but it's not like a camera. Mm. It's only the lenses. It's a sensor behind it like everyone else's.
Not supposed to say that.
But saying that, no one's looking at that camera and saying, well, I don't need to buy a Leica camera anymore. They're just saying, wow, I've got Leica technology in this phone.
Exactly.
And that makes it appealing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the camera, the phone itself, it makes phone calls. It's got all the usual features. It's the screen.
What were you just saying about people who say, I just want a phone that makes calls?
I know. I was thinking about this as we were talking about that.
Now, it's got the rear-mounted fingerprint sensor there as well. I can see your finger nearly resting on it.
And the fingerprint sensor, it's very quick and it just works.
So you don't actually have to power the screen on either. You can just touch the fingerprint sensor and the whole thing turns
on. That's it.
Very nice.
It does, yeah. So, and you can actually program each finger to do different things.
Yes, you can. You can program that. And, of course, the software, different applications will work using your fingerprint.
That's pretty cool.
To access them instead of using some sort of a passcode as well. It's a fast CPU. It's
Huawei's own silicon as well. They like to use their own Kirin CPUs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of an elephant in the room, though.
There is.
With Huawei phones.
And
it still
that
exists
would be,
on this one. Is that their UI experience, they take Android and they play with it a little too much.
They do indeed. Yeah. One of the things that I find annoying, it's constantly telling me how many steps I've taken. I really don't give a damn. I want to turn that off. I haven't found a way to turn it off.
Oh, dear.
And that's true of the mate that we had a few weeks ago as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice information to have, but I don't want it. And the status bar up the top gets very crowded when you got a few other things on there. Get it out of the way. I don't need to know this. I don't want to know it. It becomes intrusive.
So Huawei phones run a customized version of Android called MUI, which used to stand for Emotion UI. And there has been some news in the last couple of days that they have acknowledged the fact that they know MUI doesn't really appeal to Western markets, and they are going to take some steps to correct this in the future. So I'm really interested to see what the next version of MUI looks like. But
indeed.
Personally, I'm not that interested in running a P9 as my daily driver because I don't like MUI.
I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Now, the only thing, though, is that if somebody is coming from, heaven forbid, Windows Phone, and they pick this up and they've never experienced Android, then they will probably be okay with it.
They probably will.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not people like us that don't like it.
Yeah, and I guess knowing that there are better versions of Android out there is what makes what bothers us is that they've taken something good and kind of overcooked it.
We also know from speaking to some OEMs in Australia that they know that the Australian market likes stock Android as well.
100%. Yeah.
And so
it's simple. And
when you come across a phone that runs Android but isn't stock Android, then a few alarm bells start going off. Mm. And as a whole, like, the Australian market generally doesn't look upon them very favourably.
What strikes me though is that it's a high end phone, high end camera.
Yes.
Yet it hasn't got that really crazy high end price.
Yeah.
When you compare it to, you know, we're talking about this off air, like the Galaxy S7 retails above $1,000.
Yeah.
And you're looking at $800 for this.
And the LG is the same price as the S7.
You start to wonder how much the UI would really bother you. And, you know, when you're going to get still great photos out of it, maybe it is a really compelling offering.
Maybe it is a case of actually putting up with that for the $200 that you'll save.
$300, $400
saving. So the other one that we were talking about off here was the Sony Xperia X Performance, which is also coming out this week, and it's $999. And so I've got one of those in my bag. We'll probably talk about that next week. But that's $200 cheaper than Sony's new flagship phone. And it's a really nice-looking phone. It's thinner than it, and it's lighter as well.
It's one of the thinnest phones on the market, and it doesn't have the little bump that a lot of cameras have where the camera lens is and so on, or where the fingerprint sensor is. This is just very simple, very flat.
Sexy.
That's the Huawei P9 on the Gadget Grill. And, Jeff, especially for you, because I know you're going to be you're not going to be travelling down Route 66 on the when you go to America in December, January.
Nope.
So just to let you know what you're missing out on, this is the Manhattan Transfer and Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Baby, you get your kicks on Route 66. Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
You'll see Amarillo.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band. On the internet, we are at www.radio2rdj.com.
You got it right.
I did indeed. It is now time to start talking about life, the meaning of life and all that sort of stuff.
And a backing track to go with it.
Oh, yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about, it's a real condition, low battery anxiety. Now, I have this problem, and I think all of us would.
Yes.
The music is puzzling me, but...
No. He's got a different problem to what we have, Jason.
I think I do, and it's something that we were talking about over dinner, and it was really sort of something I wanted to continue talking about on air as well, was that we all have fancy smartphones, yet we use them differently because of what impact it will have on battery life.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Yeah. And actually, even just the idea of being without your phone, that scares the hell out of me as well.
You've done this recently.
I was disconnected.
For a week.
Yeah, but I've had someone at work confiscate my phone for 5 minutes, and I get real twitchy. It really bothers me.
What, more so than normal?
Honestly, having my phone within a meter at all times is a requirement. Having it working and fully charged, or at least with battery, is the second biggest thing for me.
So it's not wanting to be without the phone, but also the fear that if you do something on your phone during the day, you are going to be using battery life that you might want to use to prolong your phone's connection to the world.
This goes beyond FOMO.
Oh, this is nomophobia. Nomophobia is a real condition being treated at the moment. I'm not going through it. I refuse to admit that I have this problem. However, nomophobia is the real fear of being without your phone or having it not working.
So we're seeing
Evening, Mr. Quattromani. The doctor will see you now.
So we're seeing manufacturers try to solve this in a few different ways.
Yep.
There's been over the last few years, there's been a notable reduction in width of phones.
Mm.
And so we were looking at Sony's new Xperia X Performance earlier and noting that it seems quite hefty and quite thick. But
yes,
we have this thing where we'll call out a phone for being too thick, but we'll also complain about a phone that's too thin because it can't fit much of a battery in there.
Yeah.
And I think we've both had really good experiences with battery life on the Galaxy S7.
Sure. Galaxy S7 is very good. The Huawei P9 is excellent.
Yeah. But these are phones, I'm not sure about the P9, but with the Galaxy S7, they made it thicker than the Galaxy S6, and they put a bigger battery in there because everyone complained about battery life on the S6. But there are a couple of ways that manufacturers deal with battery life. One, they make the phone a little bit larger. And like, what do you think is behind the large screen of a Galaxy Note or an iPhone 6 Plus?
More battery.
It's more battery.
It's basically the same engine as in an S7, but in a bigger form, bigger screen, and
a bigger battery.
Bigger battery.
So they'll give you a bigger battery slightly, but they give you a huge phone to go with it, and the other way that they'll deal with it is that they've started to implement fast charging technology.
True.
And so this is something that Qualcomm's been working on for. Qualcomm are the ones who make most of the processors in most of the high end Android phones.
Hmm.
They've been working on the chipset that goes with that processor and how it supports getting a rapid charge from the USB port through the chipset into the battery and keeping that battery charged very fast.
Yeah. Well, about a year ago, the Motorola, was it the G3?
Mm-hmm.
It came out with
the
turbocharge and special charger and cable, and it let you charge your phone in about a half hour.
Because basically the idea is with these fast charging is that you make your phone last till 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a half-hour charge, and then you can go out for the evening without that fear of it dying.
Yeah,
and then you get kicked in the backside when you take it into the movies because you've got your phone on and you're making phone calls while you're supposed to be watching the movie.
Well, I agree with you there.
That's not really a battery life thing, but yeah. So,
well, if your battery had gone flat, then you couldn't do that.
Well, sure. So the other company that's currently doing something in that space, besides Qualcomm and Motorola, and there's a lot of companies that will sort of unofficially support higher amperage and wattage into the system. The other company that's done something quite a lot is Oppo. They've been doing their VOOC flash charging technology this year. They say you can connect the phone up for mere minutes and get a decent percentage boost out of the battery.
So and of course, I'm interested to see where they go. Battery technology is getting better as well.
It's not really.
Slowly.
Slowly. It is.
Battery technology hasn't been moving with the rest of our technology. There's a couple of advances that come along every couple of years, though.
Right. This is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Main Street.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long fill my sleep, body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers, used to watch them through the glass.
just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looks so young and sweet. She may.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJFM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Yeah, excellent.
It is time now for our useless gadget.
There's always one.
There's always more than one. It's just a matter of finding them. And this is something that I think, Jeff, you mentioned that somebody confiscated your phone.
Yes, lady at work named Joya. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Right. Well, this is something that
just
you could
name
use.
Just name and shame, that's all.
This is something that you could use to retaliate against her when she...
You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2
oh, yeah. RDJ wrong one.
FM. There's two Garys in the studio. Hi, Gary.
I know.
Gary.
Play this one.
It's
yes.
Gary.
This is what I should be playing. Pushed the wrong button, but hey, that doesn't matter. This is something that you should use in retaliation against
Please.
Her.
Please, what is it?
It's music.
It is... it is... A marshmallow crossbow.
No oh, way.
Yes. All right.
That is not a useless
now you're
gadget.
Talking. Wait, well, hang on. So can you get the marshmallow without getting the crossbow, the arrow from the crossbow in your mouth as well?
No, no.
I have no idea. It's a crossbow that you fire up marshmallows.
Yes.
With.
Can they be flaming marshmallows?
Probably.
Probably.
I don't see why not. It,
probably.
Crossbow is made of plastic. It might melt.
If I could light them sort of Braveheart style and shoot them across the office, that would be amazing.
Isn't it sad that Game of Thrones is finished for the year?
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's like flaming catapults.
In the whole scheme of things, it's US $90, which
what?
Is...
How
yeah,
many,
exactly.
How many marshmallows do you get free with it?
I have no idea.
You better get marshmallows free with it for that. You know, yes. Have you seen those giant marshmallows you can get at Coles?
No.
Like any
can you just bring them in next
you know,
week and no more
I will.
Questions?
I will bring them in. Giant marshmallows. Like
I have seen
those ones.
And
yeah.
You'll be doing the opening segment of the show with three marshmallows in the mouth. Good fun. All right.
Here's a preview of my opening for next week's show.
Well,
yes.
With that, with that, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Gadget Grill.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJFM. 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Why didn't you get the little Gary in your laptop to say that?
Hi, you've been listening to the Gadget Grill, 2RDJ.
Oh, I can if I want to. But yeah. hang on. Yes, I can. We can do this.
Right.
But the trouble is I can't get it at a different volume.
That's all right.
Okay.
I'm Jason.
I'm the professor.
Jeff Quachmani.
I'm the professor. Stumpy Steamboat Gas. Take care.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. The Gadget Grill is presented every Sunday night.
Perfect.
By your
there
presenter, Lee Stark.
What?
And by myself.
It's an old one, guys.
Why is this even on your laptop still?
Because I haven't taken it off.
There's too many of us in the studio now.
You take care. Thank you. Bye.
Also, stop doing that.
This is Paco de Rivera and Conga Pa Paquito. We'll be right back.